always worry about winning.
Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. You may not have heard of the band Svelte, but unless you've been in a music-proof bunker for the last 20 years, you've heard the people involved. Band members Tim Stewart and Ben Shasha are also members of Supergroove, and along with Jamie Woolwright, they have Cat's Paw, their debut album, and they're here. Well, welcome, guys. Now, I have to say, it seems that Cat's Paw has been a while coming. I found the page on your website with a demo of the title track that said, "This is going on our new album, coming soon." That was 2005.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, we did. We've recorded the album five times, again and again. We always did it ourselves, and we were never quite happy with how. So then we finally drafted Carl Stephen to do it, which was very sensible. So
Dr. Carl Stephen.
Yes, Dr. Carl Stephen. So you could crack the whip a bit.
But because we got him in, we couldn't afford to actually do it in a studio, so we did it out next to a gate factory.
Yeah, well, it was basically it was in a gate factory, and if they were making gates, you couldn't really do much. Then we sort of recorded it all out there, and then Carl mixed it in his bedroom in between when his daughter was home. It was a pretty chaotic affair, but
we got there, and it's now finished. It's only took us 10 years.
So it's like it was a labour of love, but the labour was definitely part time. It sounds like
it was. It was time and money. You know, those two essential things in life that are difficult to find.
Yeah.
No time and no money.
And yet you were playing live all the way through this, though, weren't you?
Yeah, on and off. Yeah, we did. We sort of did it in spurts, really, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And then, Supergroove kind of came like a side, you know, came out of nowhere, actually, halfway through the process. And that completely took over everything a couple of times, when we did a few things. It just became really all-absorbing. But that's kind of now become... It's now slotting into a really convenient part of our lives.
Yeah, despite the lack of, I guess, output from us and basically we've always remained a band.
Yeah.
You know, as ourselves, we've always, you know, been a band, always played together no matter what was going on.
Just that you're
quite unabashed about the Supergroove connection as well, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, we're
not talking about our old band.
No, because it's still a current band now, isn't it?
Yeah,
for the first time ever, we've earned some money, so we don't want to ruin that.
I was going to ask, is that did the Supergroove reformation and reinvention and whatnot end up giving you some well-needed money for...
It was basically the first time that the band ever got paid, you know, and we'd been slogging it out for about 8 years.
Yeah,
and
it was nice
to friggin' play a gig to people and then go, woohoo!
it was kind of probably inspiring for Svelte as well. It was like, oh, cool. It's true out there. People do pay money and come to shows. So you know.
Just have to be one of New Zealand's five bands.
We're hoping to be the sixth. Surely there's a room for the sixth.
We'll take up two top slots.
Yeah. Toss it all away to these working
hours. I'll bide my time. With there being such a delay, as we were discussing earlier, between, you know, in getting this album out, how have things developed sort of sound wise over the time? Are there still much development, much change?
Yeah, well, we started off Tim and I and Johnny Payne from Hallelujah Picassos, who's actually an awesome piano player. He was playing piano, and we would just sit down and the moodier songs on the album are like that. And then we had a period there where we were balls out rock and roll.
Yeah, fully rock blues. Get out on the highway, and then we kind of fused the two together eventually, which was one of those moments where you just go, why the hell didn't we do all of this at the same time?
So now you're sort of somewhere in a moody highway kind of.
Yeah, that's
well.
Would that be similar to, say, a Nick Cave Grinder Man kind of sound? Is that where we're heading with that?
Well, yeah.
There is elements. I mean, I would say that he's got major cojones.
He does,
and a lot of sexual references. We're a lot more polite. But, you know, he's older too, so, you know, eventually we'd like to grow into a more explicit band as the years progress.
I do feel bound to point out that Tim is wearing a BSA motorcycle t-shirt.
He does.
I'm angling for it. I'm working on it.
I like the idea that Svelte are like the Nick Cave that you can take home to meet your mum. Is that how it works?
That's right. Until we turn into alcoholics, and then you better get us out.
So what did Carl bring to it that actually brought it all together and made it work? And
just someone working on it continuously. Yeah. You know?
Someone saying...
And he did.
An editor, basically. And saying, hey, that's a really good idea. Let's go with that. Instead of us sort of going, oh, that's a bit crazy, or we'd go, let's do this again. No, that's a really stupid, crazy idea.
And not us talking each other out of an idea.
Yeah,
we're just us and stuff. Just someone objective enough to go, that's awesome.
That's really the cool thing about Carl as a producer compared to probably every other recording experience that we've had.
Where,
you know, hey, it was raining on the gate factory roof when we recorded that, and it sounds cool. Let's leave it in. You know, like no one's trying to make everything perfect.
And you get, we speak the same language, obviously, after years and years and years and years, and the references are really simple because we've all listened to the same records growing up together, so that's simple. And he's also really good at radio, you know, he can make music sound good for radio without compromising it too much. He doesn't turn it into super slick, incredibly compressed kind of, you know, singers that sound like they've got a lisp. Sort of stuff.
And no auto-tune, folks.
Yeah,
no auto-tune. For real.
Crazy as it seems.
Just 1,000 takes. Yeah.
Just to further reinforce your position as one of the bands that aren't the top five bands in New Zealand making money, you're playing a series of free gigs for people in Auckland. You've got a residency, is that right?
Yes. At Tabac.
What's the thinking there that you're sick
well,
of money?
Well, we haven't really... We've only played,
damn, money.
We've only played two gigs in the last, 3 years, and we just thought we actually needed to friggin' play.
Yeah. And so we also you just want to play. You want to just people to walk in, check you out, and like you, rather than go through this whole. And I mean, anywhere in Auckland, it's tough to get money out of people to come to a show. Everybody's struggling to get the door charge, and to get rid of it, be free of that nightmare.
And so, just to recap, that's every Wednesday in December at Tabac, and it's free.
And we'll be going on. You know, we're not going to go on too late either.
Like 8:30.
8:30
sharp.
Well, that's the other thing. How many gigs have you been to recently that were on before midnight? Yeah. We want to break that nightmare.
Yeah, you don't have to. So people don't have to pay overtime for the baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I for one reckon the residency is a fantastic idea.
Oh, cool.
Because no one does it.
No, that's right.
And people should.
Yeah. Something very 90210 about it, you know.
Yes. We're
playing at the Peach Pit every Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, fantastic, guys. So you're going to play a song for us?
We're going to do a slide blues version of track 3.
Yeah, Penitentiary, which is the first single off the record. If single means anything in this day and age, this is it.
Thank you very much.
3, 4. I heard the moaning. I heard the moaning the whole day through. When that moaning stopped, the sun beat down so long overdue. Oh, well, the Lord done gone wild, my slate clean. Oh, well, the Lord, he done gone wild, my slate clean. When he wiped it clean, he took out every God and man in the penitentiary. Rip that roof right off, sucked it up for miles and miles, and hurled it straight back down. All those bars and all those ties. Oh, well, the Lord done gone wild, my stay clean. Oh, well, the Lord, he's
done gone, wipe my slate clean. When he wiped it clean, he took out every guard and man in the penitentiary. Now I'm a righteous man with a clear path to choose. Now I'm the eyes and ears of a vengeful Lord with his fire in my head. Oh, well, the Lord done gone wild, my slate clean, yeah. Wipe my slate clean. When he wiped it clean, he took out every god and man in the penitentiary.
That's Felt with Penitentiary off the album Cat's Paw, and that's all we've got time for this week. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you. New Zealand on the air.